Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where the talk is all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. Rock and Rally Tennis episode 11 is brought to you by CareerWonder.com, the ultimate career resource site that features video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing their stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at CareerWonder.com. So the 2016 BNP Paribas Open concluded this past weekend with Novak Djokovic and Victoria Azarenka claiming the respective men's and women's titles. You know, the men's final between Djokovic and Milos Raonic was unfortunately anticlimactic as Novak cruised to a lopsided victory. Raonic suffered a leg injury during the final. In the women's final, Azarenka won in straight sets over Serena, and in the process may have exorcised some of her demons from last year when she had Serena on the ropes on a couple of occasions only to end up losing those matches. Now, on the topic of Serena's matches, you know, I've been a huge tennis fan over 30 years, and I've got nothing but respect for the commentators who work the matches and provide analysis and insights. You know, many of these commentators are former tour players and Grand Slam champions I grew up watching and for whom I have a lot of respect. That said, over the past few years, watching a Serena Williams match on television has become, for the lack of a better word, annoying, not because of the tennis, but because of the commentating. It seems certain commentators have made it a point to excessively praise Serena. I mean, they lay it on really thick when Serena wins a point, game, or match, and on the flip side, they make what amounts to excuses for her and often uninsightful comments when she loses. I mean, Sunday's televised final of the BNP Paribas Open between Serena and Azarenka, the commentating was, in my view, a little bit unprofessional and disrespectful to Azarenka. Anyone who saw the televised match with the audio on knows exactly what I'm talking about. In fact, it was very similar to the commentating of many of Serena's matches in recent memory, the semifinals and finals matches at the Australian Open from a few weeks ago. During this past Sunday's final, I lost count as to how many times after Serena lost a point, it was mentioned to the effect that, oh, Serena's lacking energy today, or she's not moving her feet today, etc. Why bother making those so-called observations as if they are something out of the ordinary when it comes to Serena's matches? Is there another Serena Williams they've been watching all these years? Now, I've been a Serena fan for the past 15, 16 years, and I've seen dozens of her matches, from early round matches to big matches in the semis and finals. And this is the way Serena typically plays. There are lots of peaks and valleys throughout the match in her energy level, focus, footwork, and mechanics. The fact is, in recent years, Serena rarely gets through an entire match executing crisp technical fundamentals. Oh, and when she does, it is an outright clinic. But you often see her with less than stellar footwork. She hits a lot of awkward-looking shots, hits a lot of balls off balance. She hits while backing away. She gets wrong-footed. She lunges for balls she really shouldn't have had to lunge for. That said, she almost always gets away with it, and her record speaks for itself. Because Serena's athleticism, physical and mental strength are a cut above her competition. Now, on a related note, if you go back and watch Serena's matches in recent years, it seems the only player Serena really gets jacked up to play against is Maria Sharapova. I mean, it is a different Serena Williams who shows up to play Maria. I mean, Serena's focus, footwork, preparation, execution, I mean, they are razor sharp in these matches. And they're present in virtually every point of the mat of these matches. When Serena plays Maria, it is some of the best display of clinical tennis you will see from just about anyone. I mean, their most recent match at the quarterfinals of the Australian Open, Serena won in straight sets, and she made it look easy. But it was a very high-quality match, and the only way you were going to roll over Sharapova was if you were on your game. And again, Serena was engaged from point one. Now, Serena's made it look easy in her head-to-head versus Sharapova. I mean, she's 19-2 versus Maria, having beaten her 18 consecutive times. Now, Serena Williams is a phenomenal champion. When she decides to walk away from this game, she's probably going to be considered as one of the top two or three, if not the greatest ladies champion of all time. I mean, her achievements to date speak for themselves. The 21 Grand Slam singles titles, which trails only Steffi's 22 and Margaret Court's all-time record of 24. Her 69 WTA titles is, I think, fourth in the modern era currently. It's first amongst active players. And of course, the 286 total weeks and counting at number one, which of course includes 163 consecutive weeks at number one and counting. And of course, there's a very high probability Serena will add to these totals before she hangs up her racket. Now, the bottom line is Serena Williams does not need anyone to overdo it. Okay, she doesn't need anyone to excessively praise her for winning points, games, or matches. She also does not need anyone to make excuses for her when she misses a shot or ends up on the losing end of a match. In general, I don't think tennis fans take much issue with a little, you know, bias or so-called homerism in a commentator's comments or observations. And I should point out, they seem to take it to this level only when calling Serena's matches, which is kind of funny. But this excessive homerism is really annoying. And as a tennis and Serena fan, it'd be nice to be able to just simply enjoy the greatness of Serena Williams while we are still fortunate enough to do so, without being bombarded by the excessive and often uninsightful commentary we were exposed to during her televised matches. So please, let's just give that a rest. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.